offensive line, particularly the guy they got on the left side, Costanzo.
Anthony Costanzo is a great player. He's tall. You know, he's athletic. He's long. You gotta get to him. You can't get a guy like Andrew Luck sitting back there and just picking us apart. We gotta pressure him.
Has the pass rush been as consistent as you guys would like it to be? Has it dropped off a little bit from the beginning of the year?
Personally, I feel like my pass rush could be better. You know, as an individual, that's just something I have to work on to get better at my pass rush.
But we've seen a decline in the numbers, just one sack in the last three games. Last game, just one tackle for you. Are you hitting that alleged rookie wall? What's
no.
going on?
No.
How much has Rob Ninkovich meant to your overall professional development, working with a guy like that on a consistent basis, day-to-day basis? What have you learned from him?
I learned a lot from Rob. You know, every single day I'm learning something. You know, if we're watching film, if he sees me, you know, doing something wrong or taking the wrong step, he's like, hey, Chandler, you know, try doing this with that, you know. And, you know, and if you have someone like that in your room, it's just a great aspect to have. And, you know, he's a great leader and he's a great helper as well.
As you go through your rookie year, do you have an appreciation for Andrew Luck as a rookie, playing end-to-end at quarterback? Any thoughts on what he's been able to accomplish and what kind of challenges ahead against him?
Yeah, like I just said previously, you know, you can't let him sit in the pocket being comfortable. I feel like he's doing a phenomenal job over in Indy. And, it's our job, me as a defensive end, is to make him uncomfortable back there.
One of the things that Coach has talked about over the course of the week is he's more athletic, I think, than a lot of people give him credit for. Are you seeing that on film? He's able to kind of keep some plays alive with his feet and kind of, you know, maybe get outside the pocket a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. He's a big body quarterback. You know, I see him shed a few guys off. So, that's something. If you got to get him, you got to get him down, and you can't let him, throw the ball.
Did you cross paths with him over the course of the pre-draft process? I mean, at the combine or anything or working out? Or
no, I didn't.
Double team more, or do you feel like other teams are game planning for you more in recent games, Chandler?
I go out there and play football. You know, if I've been double teamed or chipped or if not, you know, whatever. You know, if you've been a dominant pass rusher, or if you're being pretty successful, if I was an offensive coordinator, I would double team someone that's a good pass rusher. But I just go out there and play football.
But do you think that's happened? Do you think you've
No.
Been
chipped more? No, not at all.
Nothing's changed since the beginning?
No.
So you're saying you don't think you're a dominant pass rusher? Is that what you're saying?